Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The latest USDA forecast for 2021 shows that farm income will end the year even higher than was expected. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
U.S. ag producers will likely remember this 2021 year as pretty good for their bank accounts. USDA's new estimate for 2021 farm income showing some strong numbers.
Net farm income is at almost $117 billion compared to about $95 billion a year ago.
The highest in 8 years, and it makes this the fifth year in a row of rising net farm incomes. That's Spiro Stefano. He runs the USDA's Economic Research Service, which is projecting total farm sector cash receipts this year will be almost 18% more than 2020, making for a net cash income of $133 billion, almost 15% more than a year ago. That profit number, though, might have been even more, except for a couple of things.
Direct government payments are forecast to decrease by 40%, and production expenses are forecast to increase about 8.3%.
And last year, you remember, a huge chunk of farm income came from direct government payments, $45.7 billion worth out of a farm income total of almost $95 billion. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says this year, those payments will only be about $27 billion.
And so for every dollar you're losing from a direct government payment, you're getting more than a dollar from the marketplace, and that's what's pushing farm income higher.
And that's the way farmers like it. What they don't like, though, is a big run-up in farm production costs. Seth Meyer says farmers this year have seen increases for every major farm input.
32% on fuel and oil, 15% on livestock inputs, so the purchases of livestock. Fertilizer, 12.5%.
What? Hold it, hold it. Stop. I can hear some outraged producers saying,
12.5%, I'm paying 60%. More than I was last year.
Yeah, but Meyer says that 12% covers costs for all of this year, including the months before input prices really began to climb. And so
we might look to expenses rising into 2022, and currently an expectation of commodity prices kind of moderating,
which could put a squeeze on producer margins next year. But Meyer says, fortunately,
farmers are sitting in a pretty good position in terms of farm income in order to weather what might be not as good of a year next.
But Meyer says producers will need to be extra careful of their expenses from here on, because right now there's no indication that prices for things like fertilizer will be going down next year. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.